into their curriculum. And that support has been from all levels. During a YouTube telethon to benefit the program, individual hams contributed more than $21,000, which then unlocked another $20,000 challenge gift from donors. David Ginsburg, N3BKV, funded an endowment in the name of his parents. The High and Mimi Ginsburg educator position is the first of several major gifts to the program. "We are so excited that we get to grow the program this year," said ARRO Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. "Part of that growth has involved making sessions available in local communities across the country. And the momentum continues to build around the program. We're seeing a huge response to the education world. Word is spreading, and teachers are excited for what the TI can help them accomplish," said Goodgame. Beal says those wishing to contribute to this entirely donor-funded program can visit www.arrl.org/give-to-STEM. ARRL has announced leadership changes in the Pacific Division. ARRL Director Anthony Marson, W7XM, who has served the Pacific Division as director since January 2024, has stepped down, effective May 25, 2025. Marson was first appointed to the ARRL Board as Vice Director in November of 2021. Vice Director John Litz, N76Q, accedes to the director's chair to complete the remainder of a three-year term ending December 31, 2025. Litz was appointed Vice Director in April of 2024. Before that, he was an ARRL San Joaquin Valley Section Manager from January 2020. Litz, from Stockholm, California, was first licensed in 1974, and he is an ARRL Diamond Club donor and life member. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will announce a successor to Litz to fill the vacant vice director seat. The ARRL Pacific Division is comprised of the ARRL sections of East Bay, Sacramento, California, San Francisco, San Joaquin Valley, Santa Clara Valley, Nevada, and the Pacific. In June, the ARRL Foundation is accepting grant applications from amateur radio organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those focused on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. To grow amateur radio's future, youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged.